Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Let's see. Uno, dos, tres. Podcast number 3 today on a Monday, December 5th, 2016. We're getting after it. All right, let's dive into the Vegas trip. Last Thursday, I flew out to Vegas nonstop, first class. Why does that matter? Because I teach everybody listening to this show, always fly first class domestically. Always. The price is usually, unless it's just crazy expensive, it's usually within $100, $200 tops. But the experience and the way you travel, is it's not even close, man. It's not even close. Vegas to Cincy, Cincy to Vegas, a nonstop flight without any layovers, having to wait in an airport, deplane, take just 2 trips in general, right? And then sitting in first class, getting all the drinks and the meals and just the experience, your own bathroom. It's just awesome, man. The seats and the space, it's a way to just traveling sucks, you know, and to have it be a little bit better. It's well worth being versus being herded in like cattle, boarding late and last with no overhead compartments available, and you got to wait. And no thank you. So, oh, here's a funny thing. On the way home from Vegas, I flew. Flight left around 11:30 in the morning, Vegas time. Got in around 6 o'clock at night, Cincinnati time, Eastern time. And I'm sitting in first class. I'm in 3B. And in 3A, whatever the aisle seat is right next to me, within like a couple inches, is Nick Lachey. Nick Lachey, those of you who don't know who Nick Lachey is, I know we have a lot of international listeners. Heck, a lot of people in the U.S. probably don't know who he is. He was a reality show guy, TV producer, was in the boy band 98 Degrees back in the late 90s. He's a singer, songwriter, Hollywood guy now. But he's got a bar here in Cincy. His family's from Cincy. And so he was traveling, actually flying to Cincinnati. I look over, I'm like, and we're just about ready to taxi off. And I'm like, damn, it looks like Nick Lachey. So, of course, you know, being who I am, I tap him on the shoulder. I said, hey, man, I ain't going to see. He looks at me. First of all, he looked like he didn't sleep all night the night before in Vegas. They had the NASCAR awards there. So I'm guessing he probably, I know he's a NASCAR fan. I'm thinking he went to the NASCAR awards. And dude did not sleep a wink, I'm telling you, just based on what he looked like. So I hit him on the arm, and if my wife was with me, she would have been mortified because that's what I do to everybody. He'd give me the old arm tap. I'm like, hey, man, I ain't going to stalk you on this flight. Just want to let you know I saw you in Columbus 2 years ago with Boys to Men and New Kids on the Block. And big fan, man, big fan. Thanks for representing the Natty. I love what you're doing. Because he does a lot of TV commercials here locally. If you live in Cincinnati, you see him on TV and stuff. He goes, oh, thanks, man, thanks. I'm like, yeah, no worries. And I'm waiting to hear, you know, him ask, hey, so what's your name? What do you do? Nah, none of that. Went right to sleep for the whole flight. And then when we deplaned, getting off the plane there, grabbed my overhead. He grabbed his, hey, great meeting you, Nick. All the best to you, buddy. All the best. He's like, yeah, you too, man. That was it. So a couple of females saw him coming off the flight. He had stopped and take pictures with them. But it's actually pretty funny. Yeah, my wife would have been thoroughly embarrassed. When I was in Vegas, I got there Thursday. Spent most of the time at the craps table at the Luxor. Don't worry. Wasn't gambling the rent money. Had a great time, man. $5 craps table. You can't get hurt there. Made great friends. Was yucking it up. Told everybody about Every Day is Saturday. Told them about my family. One More Breath. The book. I tell you, people remember. I'm telling you, when you got a story, people love a story. Especially people that work at a casino. I mean, that's all they do is stand up for 12 hours a day. Got to deal with all the drunken fools and all this stuff. Just counting chips and cards and all that stuff. It gets really mundane and robotic. They're like, oh, really? Your daughter was born at 1 pound? Every single person, everyone at the craps table knew about One More Breath, the book. I didn't even have any with me. I wasn't selling anything. I was just inspiring people, man. I was at the craps table to inspire people to go for their dream, that life is short. Oh, so I'm getting jacked up right now just recording this show, talking about Vegas. So Thursday came and went. I hit the buffet Thursday night, which was the Thursday night, which was the start of my demise into Saturday. Hit the buffet, had sushi, a couple other things. I think the sushi was what did it, man. So I'm going to keep it G-rated here, but just understand this much. I was speaking, supposed to speak at 11:15 Saturday morning. Woke up Saturday morning with what could be only described as a near-death experience, abdominally. And I'm telling you, whatever I had at that buffet, no thanks. So I was just, I was dead. I mean, oh my God, I could not move. I looked emaciated. I'd never get sick. Like, I'm never sick. I'm a healthy person. I don't do a lot that would cause me to get sick. You know, I work out a lot. I eat right. And so I took an Uber to the event. Was out in Henderson, Nevada, probably 30 minutes outside of Vegas. And on the way there, the Uber driver, this lovely lady, thank you, Vivian. She's a mother of five, by the way. She was my Uber driver. She goes, you don't look good at all, man. Do you want to pull over at this Walgreens? I'm like, yeah. She goes, go in and get some Pepto-Bismol. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. And I'm literally doubled over in the front seat of the Uber car. So I go into Walgreens. I get the Pepto tablets. I come out. And I'm walking like just a handicapped person. Keep in mind, I got to speak in 2 hours. I mean, and it's not just like I'm giving a presentation with data or something. I mean, I got to be on my game. And I'm praying hard, man, the whole morning while I was in the bathroom and vomiting. And I'm like doubled over. I was like, God, please give me. Come on, God, come on. I need you. I need. This is the enemy, man. This is the enemy trying to take this away from me. And I just get all trying to just get my head right. And so I'm down in the Pepto tablets on the way there. Vivian drops me off the hotel. I go in. I talk to the promoter, Mary, who's a dear friend. She's been putting me on stages for the last 6 years. She goes, are you going to be able to make it? I said, I don't know. I go, Mary, I don't think so. I go, I don't. And part of me, I was just about to say, I got to grab a ride back to my hotel in Vegas. I can't do it. But then I was like, do you have anybody that you could put in my place? And it's 9:30. I got to go on at 11:15. I go, you got anybody that you can put on? She goes, no, all the other speakers don't arrive till later today. You're it. I go, what do you do if I can't speak? She goes, I don't know. I go, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. So I walked around the hotel, drank a lot of water, actually sipped water because I couldn't even keep water down. You know it's bad when you can't even keep water down. You know what I mean? So I go outside. I get some fresh air, and it's coming 11 o'clock, and I finally just... I was in the bathroom again. I was just praying to God. I said, God, just give me 90 minutes. Just get me through these next 90 minutes. That's all I need. I just got to be on for 90 minutes. I'm going back to the hotel. I'll go right to bed again, but I got to be on for these 90 minutes. So I got mic'd up in the back of the room. Music starts pumping, and they introduce me, and I'm like literally thought I was going to throw up, and then it happened. It happened just right then. Because I couldn't talk very well. I couldn't talk without effort either. And keep in mind, I just yell. Like my presentations, you ever see me on stage, it's not just whispering. It's like the way I'm talking now, but a little bit louder. And the first words came out of my mouth. And I was like, hey, thank you so much. I'm just, oh my God, this is, hey, welcome everybody. Okay, great. And then it happened. It just kind of got into the flow, kind of brought myself back to where I remember being, you know, this person on stage, and it worked, man. And like, here's the thing about momentum. When you get like 5 minutes under your belt without vomiting or not feeling like you're going to, and people and the energy's going, and that's the first step, you know? And then 5 minutes turned into 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, we're going good. We're going good. I remember thinking to myself, okay. And then I wasn't still quite sure. I seriously still thought I was going to either pass out, throw up, whatever. And then like 30 minutes in, I'm like, I got this. I got it. Crowd was great. Energy level was there. If you're listening to this show and you were at that event, thank you so much. You lifted me up. Nobody knows. Nobody outside of Mary, the promoter, knew that I wasn't feeling well. And this is the first time I've talked about it since then. So this is, you know, this is why I'm giving a lot of gratitude, because I'm telling you, man, nothing happens by accident. You know, that was a wake-up call for me to understand that, hey, we can, even in our toughest moments, reach really, really far down. Let me tell you something. I had to reach far down to make it through that 90-minute presentation, but we can do it. We're strong. It was a mind over matter situation Saturday or Friday when I spoke. It was a mind over matter situation. And when I was done and my presentation was over, standing ovation, talking in the back of the room, taking photos with people, still not feeling well. Like my body, I could feel like zero energy in my body. The only energy that was there was the energy in the room that filled me up. It's the energy in the room that filled me up. You should be a speaker. You should be speaking for, there's no other platform like that. It's funny. I tell everybody they need to podcast. You know, I put an offer for all my podcast listeners, anybody that sends me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com, and asks to take advantage of my 70% off. It's always standing there for anybody that listens to the show for me to teach you how to podcast. All right. It's a training that I did over the summer to a live audience. I recorded it over my computer. Okay. So it was a 4-week webinar. There's probably 6 webinars in all. You're going to get access to all of that. And here's what's funny. Every now and again, people email me, hey, Sam, I want a podcast. I send them the link. Congratulations. Get started today. 70% off. Not everybody takes me up on that. And I get confused because that's the pathway into speaking. Not only that, even if you never wanted to go on a stage the rest of your life, being able to get your message out on iTunes like I'm doing right now and you're listening to this message starts. Remember, it starts with the first step. So take advantage of that offer. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Tell me you listen to this show and you want my 70% off podcasting, how to get your show on iTunes in the next week, right? How to start podcasting, and I'll email you the link. And then I want to see if you actually take action to do it, because that's going to be the first step to your greatness. That's what got me going. That's why I was on stage in Vegas. That's why I'm going to be in Orlando next weekend. That's why I do this podcast all the time. That's why we have millions of downloads every year, simply because I took action. And the energy that you're going to get from your fans, because you're going to start getting thousands and thousands of downloads right away from your show, always, every time, never fail. Everybody that takes action gets the downloads, everybody. And that energy is going to fill you up, and it's going to lift you up, and it's going to bring you to places, I'm telling you, I never dreamed in a million years that I would be, and you're going to be that exact same place. So that was my Vegas story. I'm still not feeling, it's Monday morning, and I got back Saturday night. I'm still a little off. You would know it, listen to the show, because I'm at 90%. But I can still feel a little bit off from that trip. Lesson learned, though. Just like I talked about earlier on the show, in the previous podcast, take the pain, take the hurt from that, and learn. Make a lesson. What's the lesson for me? That no matter how bad, I mean, I could never in the future feel as bad as I felt Friday before I was going to go on, and I still nailed it. And I still nailed it. That's the experience I needed. God gave me that experience to let me know in the future, I always got it, baby. I got it. You got it. You got this. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.